This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
You don't know who's telling the truth. If you want the truth, ask a child. And then punish them. Because you don't get ahead in this world by being honest. That's not what you do. I think comics are good liars. They're good BS artists. And I'm speaking for myself here too. You know, I remember when I was about 17 years old, I wanted a guitar and I didn't have the money for it. But I saw that Dunkin' Donuts was hiring a donut maker. They needed a donut maker. I've never made a donut in my life, but I wanted to get this guitar. So I figured I'd work there for a couple of weeks and then I'd quit, get my guitar, because I'm not gonna work at Dunkin' Donuts for the rest of my life. So I had an interview with a manager, and he really liked me. And then at the end of the interview, he said, "Now, you're not just going to quit after a couple of weeks, are you?" I said, "No, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do." And then I quit a couple of weeks later. I didn't get the money for the guitar, though. Seriously, I don't want to get sick. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I've not gotten a flu shot yet. You guys gotten flu shots? Yeah, yes, no, no, yes. It seems like everybody's giving out flu shots. You know, the guy at CVS gives them out, I guess at Target, everywhere. My mechanics give them out after every oil change. Am I the only guy that doesn't know how to give a flu shot? Are these ex-junkies that are giving flu shots? Are they putting the belt around you before they do it? That's not a good sign right there. I'm afraid of needles, to be honest with you. I don't like the needles. That's why I don't have tattoos. Oh, I'd have tattoos if I didn't mind needles. I get a couple tattoos, a couple tats, as they call it, tats. Maybe I get a tramp stamp. Sure, why not? I'd be the first guy to get a tramp stamp. Guys don't get tramp stamps, do they? I wouldn't get a butterfly, though. I would probably get like maybe some extra belt loops back here, you know? Just something practical, something practical. But here's the thing. If you're a 21-year-old girl and you want a tramp stamp, don't get it down here in your lower back. Get it behind your neck here, because eventually your skin is gonna sag all the way down to here. You'll see. Because if you get it here from the get-go, very soon it's gonna become a taint stamp. And in that case, you should get a bat, because it's gonna be hanging upside down right here. You heard me. I'm trying to help you out. I'm only trying to help you out.
Comedy Dynamics Daily is an Acelcast original and produced by Brian Volkweis, Richard Myrick, and me, Brian Adams. Thank you for listening.